You're listening to SBS News.
Marius Pereira has worked at Majestic Computer Technology as software developer for more than 2 years, but he still feels like it's his big break. Hired on a skilled migrant visa, he says he just wants an opportunity to succeed.
I know how experience workplace works, so I believe it's not something that we are trying to grab their jobs. It's something that we are asking for the correct opportunity.
Majestic IT had advertised for months, unable to find anyone amongst the domestic applications with Marius' skill set, something CEO Tal Evans says happens quite a lot.
I can't tell you how many times we've advertised for positions and have ended up with a whole lot of applications with people who didn't meet the criteria of the ad.
Hiring temporary skilled migrants is a business choice, he says, that he's had to defend numerous times against the misconception that he's giving away Australian jobs.
If we're looking for skills that don't already exist in Melbourne, your only option is to look for an individual who is not currently residing in Melbourne and bring them into this country.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison last year hinted at a reduction to Australia's permanent immigration intake.
The roads are clogged. The buses and the trains are full. The schools are taking no more enrolments. This is what is being reflected back to us, and we can hear that. And that's why we very much need to improve how we manage population growth in this country.
The government later followed through. Like many countries around the world, immigration is a constant issue for debate in Australia, but it gained an elevated level of prominence in the lead-up to the Coalition's unexpected federal election win. But a study by the Committee for Economic Development of Australia says the impression that some like to promote are permanent and temporary migrants taking jobs of locals and harming the economy is incorrect. Melinda Salento, the CEO of CEDA, says the intake of temporary skilled migrants meets two important needs for the Australian economy.
Firstly, it addresses pinch points in the labour market where you get skill shortages as a result of things like the mining boom, where you need more resources very quickly, and temporary skilled migrants help to fill that. But they also help Australia to adjust to emerging structural shifts in the economy. So when you think about technology and technological change, for instance, you know, we can bring in people with those skills on the Temporary Skilled Migrant Program, and that helps us to build up longer-term capabilities.
Ms. Salento says migration over the past couple of decades hasn't adversely affected local jobs or wages, and temporary skilled migrants are highly skilled and highly productive, bringing significant benefit to business and the wider economy. The CEDA study found that temporary skilled migrants account for less than 1% of the workforce, but the 482 visa and the 457 before that have been subject to constant change and disruption, making it difficult for businesses to plan their future investment. She says many of the temporary skilled migrants take up highly skilled, highly paying jobs, and so it's unsurprising that locals want to be sure those jobs are available to Australians as well.
One of the things we really need to understand as well is that temporary skilled migrants coming into the workforce here actually help the workforce and other employees through the transfers of skills, knowledge and experience. So it's a positive thing. Our measures that we've recommended are actually trying to build community confidence and understanding of the benefits to Australia and highlight that they're really not, temporary migrants aren't adversely affecting the local labour market here.
Professor Robert Brunig from the Australian National University's Crawford School of Public Policy says the CEDA report matches research he's worked on for the Productivity Commission.
In our results, we just really found a big fat zero is how I would describe it. We estimate 130 different models. We look at women, we look at men, we look at young workers, and we pretty much find zero in every group. And I guess if you thought that there were big effects of migration on the labor market in Australia, somewhere you would find something that was either negative or positive, and we just found zero.
Professor Brunig says he hasn't found any evidence that immigration impacts negatively on Australia's labour market, as many argue. He says just because he didn't find any evidence doesn't mean there haven't been any negative impacts in some places, but the evidence suggests a neutral impact.
We often have a very static image of the world in our mind. So if I think of my community and I think of there's a certain number of jobs and there's a certain number of workers, and suddenly if you bring in more workers, then there's not going to be enough jobs to go around, or maybe that's going to push wages down. But the reality is that the economy is very dynamic and the economy is growing all the time. And in fact, having a migrant worker who comes in and works alongside you might actually be really good for you and might make your wages go up.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions says there's a place in Australia's migration system for temporary skilled workers so it can make up for skills shortages, but it shouldn't be a long-term solution. Assistant Secretary Liam O'Brien says the temporary skilled migration scheme is used by some employers to exploit workers in unskilled environments.
What we've got in this country is essentially a stream of temporary workers who are being brought into this country to perform largely unskilled work, primarily in regional Australia. And what that is doing is not only is it making it harder for local workers to get jobs, and in some of these areas we're seeing significant rates of youth unemployment, but it's also leaving these workers exposed to serious issues of exploitation.
Mr. O'Brien says the ACTU is also concerned about the CEDA report, suggesting Australia's temporary skilled migration scheme needs to be simplified to make it easier for business to access talent from around the world.
Employers can simply post an ad to Facebook and then make application to bring in temporary workers, and that's totally insufficient. We need to see genuine labour market testing undertaken. Secondly, we need to ensure that, yes, the skills occupation list is updated and remains relevant, but more importantly than that, that the fund levy that employers pay into when bringing temporary workers into this country should actually go to the real costs of training workers.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.